Today, we'll talk about 5 unique things to do at Disney World. That's coming up on this episode 107 of WDW Prep to Go. Hello and welcome to WDW Prep to Go, where we talk strategy and ideas for people planning their Disney World trips. I am your host, Shannon Albert from WDWPrepSchool.com. Thank you for being here for episode 107. Today, we're going to talk about 5 unique things to do at Disney World. Certainly, there are a lot more than that, but I've narrowed it down to 5 that I wanted to tell you about because at least a couple of them are probably going to be new to you. So I wanted to talk about those today. As always, I want to remind you to connect outside the podcast and follow on social media. Pick your favorite platform and find me at WDW Prep School there. And that includes Periscope now. I'm live streaming on Periscope and there are people watching and they get this episode a couple days before it goes up on Sunday because they are tuning in when it is recorded. So you can do that as well. And if you're new to Periscope, you just download the free app and follow people. And when they broadcast, you will be alerted that they are broadcasting and you can tune in then, or you can watch the playback within 24 hours. So join me on any form of social media, whichever one is your favorite. I do want to, before we dive into the topic today, remind you that we, at the end, will have a quick tip of the day, a featured company, and there will be lots of news. There's lots of stuff that happened this week that we need to talk about. So we will dive into that after we talk about today's topic. So let's dive right into that now. So there are lots of unique things that you can do at Disney World, and I've narrowed it down to 5. And the way that this popped up was I heard an interview on the radio this week from a company called potatoparcel.com. And it was so funny to me. It's actually based here in Dallas where I live. And the concept is just that you can mail a potato anonymously to somebody for whatever. And the company literally writes the message that you tell them on the potato. They slap some postage and the address on it and put it in the mail because you can actually mail potatoes in the mail. So the way that that relates to today is that the first thing on my list is that you can mail coconuts from Disney World. So they are available in a few different places. The gift shops that are at Pirates of the Caribbean and at Polynesian and Caribbean Beach Resort. I believe that that is still true. And when you buy them, they have the postage already included, and you can mail anywhere in the United States with that postage. They cost $20, and they have a flat side where you can address them to somebody, write a message, and send it, and it says, like, greetings from Disney World. It's really, really weird and funny, and that would be totally unexpected for somebody to get a coconut in the mail, but it fits into the theming of the shops where they're located, so maybe you just want to mail one to yourself. So when you get home, you can have a coconut from the resort that you were at or from the Pirates of the Caribbean gift shop. So anyway, that's the first thing, is that you can mail coconuts from Disney World. Number 2 is that you can pick a pearl, and the main place that people usually do this is in the Japan section of Epcot. And that's not really like super like humorous in itself that you can pick a pearl. But what's funny to me is the enthusiasm of the cast members. So here's the general concept of how this works. You go to the Japan Pavilion, and in the store, I'm not even going to be able to pretend to pronounce it because I'll mess it up. It's like Mitsukashi, I think, is the name of the department store. And you can go up to the oyster tank and you can ask it, I mean, you can ask a cast member if you can pay to have a pearl. And so then you'll choose the one that you want. And one quick hint, by the way, is to pick the hairiest, ugliest one that you can find. And that will increase your chances of getting bigger pearls or 2 pearls. And then they will go through this whole thing and open it, and you can see what size you got, if you got 1 or 2, et cetera. But they're very enthusiastic about it, and it makes me smile every time I'm in the shop. It's a great shop, and just walking through, I love to watch other people doing this. But here's a quick clip of what it sounds like.
Okay, then let's see what's inside. Are you ready? Sunny. Itchy! Thank you very much. Oh, I can see something shining here. Look, can I see your bright? Right, you are! It's a very take a closer look. Here you are. Wow, it's a shiny, gorgeous, pinkish, and a goldish
pearl.
Pretty. Thank you very much. And who's next?
Me go? I go.
Next, certainly. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Sunny Peachy. Thank you very much. Oh, wow.
Preston. Anyway, so you get the idea. They are very into the ceremony of picking a pearl, and it's a lot of fun for people involved. I believe they run about $17 for the pearls, and then if you want to get them set, then you have to pay for that separately. But it's a fun souvenir if you would like to try that for your trip. It's definitely like more interesting and goes beyond the like normal t-shirt and mug type of thing that you would pick up during your trip. All right, so the third unique thing that you can do at Disney World is you can decorate a Christmas tree. So there is a Christmas shop at Magic Kingdom in Liberty Square called Ye Olde Christmas Shop. And it has a lot of Christmas decorations, obviously, hence the name. But one thing that you can do is the first child that shows up there each day can decorate the tree inside the shop. And so they can decorate however they want. And then at the end, they put this sign on it that says Magical Moments, tree decorated today by, and then the child can fill out their name and the date that they did it. So you can take a picture of that. And it's just sort of a unique, fun thing that most people don't know about. It doesn't cost anything, completely free, and just a fun thing to do if you want to incorporate that into your trip. The fourth thing that you can do is that you can have a campfire with Chip and Dale. And this takes place at Fort Wilderness, and it is completely free, and you don't have to be staying on site to do it if you don't want to. It is at the Meadow Trading, near the Meadow Trading Post at Fort Wilderness, and it's held at 7 p.m. in the fall and winter, and then I think in April or so it switches to 8 p.m. when it becomes warmer weather and summer weather, so it stays at 8 p.m. through the summer. It starts off with a cast member singing as part of the sing-along, and then there is a marshmallow roast, and a visit from Chip and Dale. You can bring your own, like, s'mores ingredients to do it, or you can buy them there. They are for sale. And to me, this is one of the best freebie things that you can do at Disney World because the characters are there and they're singing and it's fun and it's completely free except for the price of the marshmallows. So anyway, that's something fun that you could include. And like I said, you don't have to be staying there. They're not scanning magic bands to get into the campfire or anything like that. So feel free to do that. But I have to warn you, Fort Wilderness is really out of the way if you aren't already in that area and planning to, you know, spend some time getting there and back. If you have your own car, it's easier. But you might tack it on to the end of a Magic Kingdom day because you can get to Fort Wilderness by boat or something like that. But anyway, that is number four. And then the final thing is that you can get a haunted portrait made. And the place that it is for sale is worth a mention. And it's Memento Mori's, which is at Magic Kingdom. And it is the gift shop for the Haunted Mansion. So Haunted Mansion, most gift shops are at the exit. Like as soon as you get off a ride, you walk through the gift shop. But this is actually a detached building. But you do see it when you walk out of the Haunted Mansion. It's right on your left. It's its own standalone building. And it's one of the best gift shops in all of Disney World. Just lots of great things. And most people that we've gone with have ended up like lingering in there, wanting to buy lots of stuff. But one of the things they have is a haunted portrait. And basically what happens is you sit for about a minute or so and they take a picture of you. And then it takes about 10 minutes for them to create the haunted sort of skeleton version of you. And it costs about $20. So that's like a really fun souvenir. So, but a couple of tips related to that. There is an age minimum, which I believe is age 3. So don't plan on your toddlers doing it if they're under 3. And only one person is allowed in the photo at a time. So you can't do like a whole family picture or even like two kids or whatever. It's just one person at a time. And because it is a photo, you might not want to carry it around all day. So if you're staying on site, just remember that you can send things back to your resort, and that will be nice because it's kind of delicate. And you might want to think about how to post for something like that, because it's supposed to be haunted, creepy, scary. So you might want to think about what you're wearing. You might want to think about if you want to smile or not, that kind of thing. But, you know, right now we're sort of ramping up into fall Halloween time, and I just think these would be hilarious as decorations on the wall. Just instead of having framed family pictures on the wall, frame like a haunted skeleton version of yourself. So anyway, that's at Memento Mori at Magic Kingdom. $20, really fun, unique thing. And even if you don't get that, you might want to go in that shop just to look around and see what other people are doing. It's a great, great shop. I highly recommend it. All right, so that wraps up our topic today, which gives us plenty of time to talk about what is happening in the news. So let's jump in to the news. First of all, this week, the Halloween party map came out for this year, and it is not too surprising compared to previous years, except that a lot of the entertainment times have been adjusted. The different shows, parades, fireworks, that kind of stuff all moved a bit later. And so I'm going to link to my Halloween post in the show notes where you can find not only the map, but also the times that everything's available and my suggested touring plan for sort of how to fit it all together. So you can check out that Halloween party map in the show notes. Two is that the chief operating officer of Disney, Tom Staggs, announced that Star Wars Land in both Disneyland and Disney World would break ground in 2016. And then he said something like, and then Star Wars Land is going to open very, very soon. But I'm not really sure what that means. Very, very soon in Disney terms could be 3 or 4 years. I don't know. But I do know that he did indicate ground would be breaking in 2016. Not too surprising. We sort of expected that. However, that has led to some closures at Hollywood Studios. So let's talk about that. First of all, the Osborne Family Spectacle of Dancing Lights, which is one of my very favorite things in all of the holidays at Disney World. I love it so much. I could just hang out there for an hour just looking at the lights. It's going to close after this year. So Osborne lights are open this year from November 6th to January 3rd, and then they are going away. And that's very sad. They didn't say they're closing at Hollywood Studios, that they might be back. They didn't say anything. They just said they are going away. So that is very sad, and I'm really happy to have a trip planned this year to get to see them one more time. I'll be there right when they open, right at the beginning in November. So that'll be great. The music from episode 67, by the way, which is music from the parks, a lot of the music from episode 67 is from the Osborne Lights. So if you want to hear that, go to episode 67 and you can take it in. They have a great medley of holiday music that they play, and the Christmas lights are coordinated to dance to that music. But also happening at the Osborne Lights is that they have a dessert party. Of course, this is their new thing. They have dessert parties for everything. Merry and Bright Dessert Party is offered November 6th through December 30th, which is almost the whole time that the lights are available. And then January 1st through the 3rd, the last few days of that, is called Merry and Bright Dinner Reception. So they have events the whole time that the Osborne lights are available. They're just called different things and they work slightly differently. So the dessert party, it says guests will enjoy holiday-themed desserts surrounded by the amazing light display. The dinner reception is new this year, and it will have a selection of small bites, including beef, shrimp, and turkey, plus wine, beer, specialty beverages. And these experiences, both of them, can be booked beginning September 16th. So this week is when that opens up. People often ask me if I think these are necessary. I absolutely don't think they're necessary. And, but you know, people that have been several times and want to try new things, this is often like a way to do that. But if you've never been and you're not sure, I say skip it. There are lots of like, you know, for in terms of the dessert party, you can get great cupcakes at most of the quick service locations at Hollywood Studios. And then if you go to see Osborne Lights at the end of the day, like when the park is closed or just about closed, it's a lot lighter in terms of crowds. And so I would just do that. But if you want something extra, then here's something extra for you. Another thing that is going away at Hollywood Studios is the entertainers that are called Mulch, Sweat, and Shears, and their last day is October 10th. And they've been around for a long time, and they are going away. I'm not sure why they have to go away completely, but entertainment has been decreased a lot in the parks recently and substituted out, and who knows what the thinking is behind it, but they are going away from Hollywood Studios. Another thing that was announced this week is that there is a new fireworks dessert cruise that is called Fairy Tale Wishes, and fairy is spelled F-E-R-R-Y. Fairy Tale Wishes, a fireworks dessert cruise, and this takes place beginning October 5th, and it right now is available through most of December, and it happens on Mondays, Thursdays, and Fridays, and it costs $99 for adults, $69 for kids 3 to 9. And this is on the ferry that goes between the Ticket and Transportation Center in Magic Kingdom, which is a great place to watch the fireworks, but now they found a way to sell tickets to it. And so you get desserts and alcoholic beverages and non-alcoholic beverages. The capacity is limited to 150. So I assume that they are like segmenting off a portion of the ferry just for this, but you can make reservations to do that right now if you would like to. That's a special thing that you could add to your trip. I think it's a little expensive, though, personally. All these fireworks dessert things seem to be like a trend for them, and I think it's a little expensive. But, you know, if you think it sounds worth it, please let me know how it goes. Incidentally, the dessert menu sounds fantastic, and it includes the Grand, which is the key lime tart. That's from the Grand Floridian, the Polynesian's deconstructed pineapple upside down cake, the Contemporary's traditional with a twist spice flourless chocolate cake, the Main Street Mickey balloon tarts, the cupcakes with the pops, Cinderella sugar slipper, et cetera, et cetera. So it's fun that they're incorporating desserts from the resorts that are around the water. But anyway, they sound really good, and we'll have some good drinks to mix in with that as well. So that is that. And beginning September 15th through November 1st, they are adding an option at Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique for Halloween. And so this package is called the Halloween Minnie Mouse Transformation Package and includes your choice of boutique hairstyling, shimmering makeup, face gems, nail polish, the princess sash, a scent sack, plus the Halloween Minnie Mouse costume, matching headband, and which is basically how Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique works all the time. It's just that now they have a Halloween version. And so that's offered at both Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique locations at Disney World. And so you can book that right now if you want to by calling 407-WDW-STYLE. And again, that is September 15th through November 1st. Is that everything? Did I cover all the news? Park hours, the next batch of park hours should be out on Monday. So if you're listening to this on Sunday, that's tomorrow. And that is September 11th, 14th, that it'll be available, park hours. And so that'll be April's park hours available for the first time. And they often publish updates to the hours between now and then. So look for that as well. And let's see. And then tonight, if you listen to this on Sunday, is the monthly Q&A on the Facebook page where Cheryl, the travel agent that I work with, and Heather, my assistant, we all answer questions. And we hang out for an hour. We say it's an hour. It ends up being more than an hour a lot of times. And we just ask a lot of questions. So there's like 150 questions a lot of times that are submitted. And so we just take the time to answer those about once a month. So feel free to join us on the Facebook page if you would like to do that. So let's talk about today's featured company. And I have a few things to say about this company and companies like it. So today's featured company is WDW Table Finder, which is a service that finds open dining reservations that maybe you've had trouble getting on your own. So I don't plan my trip 6 months in advance like most people do because I go, you know, several times a year. I often don't know when I'm going to be going until a couple months beforehand. So dining reservations are hard for me to get if they're, you know, popular ones. So I use WDW Table Finder, which that's their website, www.tablefinder.com. And I just put in what I want and it alerts me by text and by email when something pops up. And then it is my responsibility to use the service to click the link to go book my own dining reservation. So it's just come in really handy because, you know, people drop reservations all the time. And so I'm able to pick them up, you know, fairly easily that way. The reason that I said I wanted to mention something about this is that there have been a lot of news stories recently that say Disney needs to do something about these dining services. And that really, really bothers me because there are two different types of services. One is a service that basically books all kinds of reservations, and then you pay them to basically release the reservation or change the reservation to your name. That is like a scalping service. That's not what they do. WW Table Finder does not scalp. They literally just wait for an opening and then tell you when it happens, and then you go book it. But there are services that scalp them. They're basically hoarding reservations and then having you pay them to release in your name. That is not ethical, in my opinion. And if Disney's going to crack down on something, then they need to crack down on the scalpers. WDW Table Finder is not a scalping company. They're just an alert service. That's it. They do charge a small fee for the service, but it's up to you to book it. They are not the reason that things have been difficult to get. They are not holding reservations for their customers. And in fact, Mike, the person who runs the company, is a very kind man who does lots of things to try to help people. And that includes, you know, when there's a new dining offering, he does lots of research to figure out the best way for you to get it, whether that is through his service or on your own. He really is trying to offer value. And he's going to be writing about this topic soon to explain to people the difference between what they do and what the scalpers do. They are completely different. And I hate that they are being tied together in the same breath. I don't think that's fair. And I think that one is wrong and one is right, in my opinion. So there you go. I recommend www.tablefinder.com and feel good about using them and feel good about recommending them to you. So if you've had some difficulty getting reservations, then you might want to give them a try. So today's quick tip of the day is that one thing that happens a lot on Disney World trips is that a lot of kids, especially young kids, don't know what all of the attractions, like the shows on the rides, relate to and what the stories are, because the movies are not necessarily current anymore. And so they have no idea, they have no reference for it. So one great thing to do beforehand is to watch Disney movies before your trip. So that's the first thing. I'll include a link to like which movies correspond to which attractions so you know which ones to do. But my tip is to use an app or something to help you find the movies, because it's very expensive to try to go buy all the movies. I use FlixFinder, FlixFinder, which is an app on my iPhone, and you can put in which services you have. So for instance, we have Hulu Plus, we have Netflix, we have Amazon Prime, which has some, you know, videos available, movies available, and iTunes. We often rent or buy through iTunes. So I put those four services in, and then I put animated as the category that I'm looking for, and then it tells me all the animated movies and where I can find them. Now, iTunes is the easiest, and you often have to spend like $2.99 to rent them, which could be a problem if you have little ones that like to repeat things over and over again. But it does tell you everywhere you can get it. I know that's not the only service available. Roku does that as well. The new Apple TV that was just announced this week, when that comes out, it'll allow you to use Siri to talk into your remote and say, you know, like, I want to watch Snow White or whatever. And then the Apple TV will tell you which services have Snow White, or they'll take you right there or something like that. But anyway, so there's lots of ways to like go about it. But my tip is just to figure out something that works for you, because I know a lot of us subscribe to all these services and it's annoying to have to go through all of them and figure it out. And so that is my tip for the week to prepare for your Disney World trip. I think that'll wrap up this episode of WW Prep to Go. For more information on this show, you can visit wwprepschool.com/episode107. That is the number 107. Until next time, I'll see you on the site.